about it. While you're in Boyne Up, you can visit Jalindia Orchard Gallery. I'm talking to Kevin Collett, the owner of the gallery. Kevin, tell us about your art and the gallery and how long you've been in Boyne Up.
We came to Boyne Up in about 1988. And we bought 5 acres of land and decided that I should plant mandarin trees, simply because I like mandarins. But it was a way of getting out into the country and changing the lifestyle. I've been painting for about 30 years. 1983 I started painting, and it was after we had the gallery in town, we decided that we should shift it out here. It works well in amongst the orchard. It gives you... We have fruit in season. I started painting simply because of a love of the countryside and travel. And because I do landscapes and watercolour, it fits in very, very well with travel. So it gives me an excuse to get out into the countryside and see what's going on. I come back and have an exhibition once or twice a year. So what we see in the gallery is usually a collection of places from around Australia. I like to have a theme for our exhibition. The current theme for the exhibition is water, which features places like the Murray River and as far out as Cape Arid in near Esperance, Rottnest Island, Augusta, and of course up north. Watercolours is a different medium. There's very few people do watercolours, and in recent years I've also gone over and done acrylic. But the watercolour seems to be more popular than anything else. It's a very vibrant medium, and it does work well for landscapes.
Okay, Kevin, so people are interested in visiting your gallery, tell them how to find you and when you're open.
Well, the easiest way to find us is we're only 1 kilometre off the Southwest Highway on the main road that goes through to Capel, which is actually quite good, because if you're intending for lunch at Capel and then make at Capel Vale Winery, or you can do a round trip and go through to Donnybrook. Opening times, we've tried various options, and a lot of it doesn't work simply because we live here. It's our home, and so we work on the assumption that if we're here, we're open. So if you want to make sure of it, it's best to ring ahead, but by all means call in, because we usually try to make sure that somebody is here all the time.
If you want to give Kevin a call before you visit, you can check out the website with contact information. And with anything you hear on Western Tourist Radio, you'll find links to businesses from our website. So to find Kevin's website, you'd simply go to touristradio.com.au/boyandup.